The question was asked, what do we mean when we say that God planned on having Israel sin with the golden calf, and David's sin with Bathsheba? All this was part of God's plan. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate of Avodah Zarah 4b, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, La'asu Yisrael te'egel ela liten pitchon pele ba'alei teshuvah. The Jewish people sinned with the golden calf to provide an opening for people to do teshuvah. And he quotes a verse to support that. V'hainu d'amar v'yochanan mishum rashbi. And this is in line with what Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Lo David roi lo tomase, lo Israel roin lo tomase. Neither King David was really fit for his sin with Bathsheba, nor were Israel fit for their sin. He quotes a pasuk that King David attests that he had full control over his desires. He quotes a verse that says that God says the Jewish people are God-fearing. So then why in fact did they sin? Lomar lecha shim chata yachid. God decreed that they should sin, that they should be overtaken with that sin. In other words, their free will was taken from them. They were given a test they would not stand up to. In some way, God ensured that they would sin, so as to teach us that if an individual sins, we tell him, kalach etzel yachid. Go learn from the individual. Look at how weighty King David's sin was. We said it was at least technically the rape of a seven-year-old, even though halachically it wasn't, but whatever. It certainly wasn't you look at it and you say, what's going on here? Right? So our sages said this was so that every individual would feel like they had hope. Otherwise, an individual would say, you know what I did. Comes the Torah and says, look at him. And God accepted him back, and he became the head of the Davidic dynasty. How did he do that? He did tshuva. V'imchatu tzibur, and if we as a people sin, omrim, so then we say to them, kalach etzel tzibur, look, the people of Israel have a history. We've had our downtimes. And we could do tshuva as a tzibur. And then the Talmud says why we need a derivation for each. So that's Rashi over here says the Jewish people were mighty. And they had control over their desires. It doesn't make sense that they should fall with the golden calf. But this was a decree from above that they should not have free will. So that then they'd look back and say, hey, wait a second, what did we do there? And then they would do tshuva over it. And then every individual in future generations or the masses in future generations would have a sense that if they do tshuva, God will take them back. Because otherwise, people would feel like there's no hope once they did certain things that were wrong. So here you have a situation where he caused them the death of Uriah Hiti, and he caused the death of that child that was born from Bathsheba, the first child, her first pregnancy from their initial relationship. You have a whole slew of issues here. You have Chilul Hashem. People say, David, the king, the tzaddik, look at what he did with that little girl. And she was married to one of his brave warriors. What a turncoat. What a traitor. How could he do that? He sends him out to war and then he goes and cheats with his wife. And she was the granddaughter of his great advisor, Achitophel. And you see, people turned it against him. Achitophel tried to have him killed. He did everything. He arranged all rebellion against David. Sure, people were seething at him. But our sages say that his desire was... had overtaken him at God's decree. He couldn't. Meaning, it wasn't a test that he failed at. He looked at it as a failure. He felt he has to do tshuva. But Chazal say, he didn't stand a chance. There are times where God says, I'm going to ensure that happens. This has to be a part of world history. King David has to fall here, and the Jewish people have to fall there. Now, about King David, I don't know, you know, if Chazal didn't say it, I wouldn't have any clue to say it. But about the Jewish people, there's an element where that answer is begging from the verses, you know, after they saw the revelation at Sinai. How do you do that? So there are all kinds of answers, but this answer works better. You know, this I could live with. Everything else is very problematic. It's very hard to understand. And as far as David HaMelech, so if we realize how the essence of kindness was so much a part of his personality, then maybe we'd also have that issue. But we don't. You know, we're tarnished. We're always thinking of the sin. We see King David in light of the sin. We don't see the great King David who God calls pious and God says is the father of the Mashiach, etc. We don't see the great about him. We're always looking at this. You know, our picture is always tainted. If we were able to see who he really was, then maybe we'd also understand why this made sense. But that's what the Talmud says here, and this is how Rashi interprets it. That this was just like you had with Pharaoh, where his free will was removed, so too here you had circumstances in history. Now, you'll ask me, I mentioned the same is true about Adam. Right. And the Talmud doesn't say it here. I don't have the text in front of me. If I remember correctly, I think it's a Malbim in Mishlei that says it. But I want to look it up. I don't want to say that without seeing inside. That's why I looked it up here. And I don't remember where the commentaries say that, but that's what I have in mind. I have in mind it's a Malbim in the beginning of Mishlei. Maybe later we'll get a chance to look it up.
If they were sinning against their will, why were they punished so harshly?
I want to think about that.